Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. What motivates you to draw closer to God during specific seasons in your life? Do you ever wonder why you are going through exactly what you are experiencing at this very moment? Sometimes we encounter challenges. Sometimes we seem to hit a wall, while other times we experience a sense of peace that surpasses all understanding. Regardless of our current season, let us know today that our Lord is personally aware of every circumstance and situation in our lives. He assures us that whether in seasons of abundance or adversity, He will never forsake us. He is always near. All we need to do is to draw closer to Him. Our scripture for today is from Isaiah 40, verse 31. Here is Jenny.
But those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
So let us be determined this week to draw near to God. Let us cherish the precious moments we have in our Lord's presence and seek His guidance to navigate the different seasons of life with wisdom. And let us be determined to trust that our Lord is with us, no matter our circumstances. Even during seasons of waiting, uncertainty or despair, let us remember that we can find solace, healing, restoration, divine wisdom and patience in the love of our Lord. He is always near, so let us hold on to His teachings, put our faith in His plan for us, and seek to grow in our relationship with Him. By doing so, we can be steadfast, persevere, and stand victorious, always following where God leads us and understanding His will for us. And let us eagerly share the good news of salvation with everyone around us. Let us never forget that no barrier, weakness, or fear can rival the power of our Savior, who sacrificed His life for our eternal salvation. Let's boldly proclaim the name of Jesus and faithfully lead others to Him, remembering that it is not in our own strength, but through the power of the Holy Spirit that works mightily in and through us, all for the eternal glory of our Father in heaven. And may we never stop praying for those who have yet to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus. And may we remain faithful in tending to the needs of others, just like our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. So regardless of the current season we find ourselves in, let us continue moving forward while drawing closer to God, seeking His guidance and relying on His grace, strength and unfailing love to sustain us. By doing so, we can nurture our relationship with our Father in heaven and remain steadfast in faithfully advancing His kingdom here on earth, all while glorifying His holy name in all that we do. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord, we come before Your throne of mercy and grace, asking You that You would drop the still dews of quietness till all our striving cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of Thy peace. Breathe through the pulses of desire Thy coolness and Thy balm. Let sense be dumb, its beats expire. Speak through the earthquake, wind, and fire, O still small voice of calm. Thank You, precious Father, that You always offer mercy and grace. Help us to see it and receive it in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
O Lord Jesus, You know every barrier that we have constructed in our own lives that would keep us from sharing the message of salvation. Whether the walls are of fear, thinking we must be gifted to witness, ignorance of the scriptures, apathy, our weakness, or our busyness, Lord, may we realize that You have the power to destroy every barrier. May You use our weakness to show Your strength. Lord, may we be Your instruments in sharing the best news ever shared.
Father, we love You. and we need you. We want to be faithful and care for the flock on earth, like the example of our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, who showed us the way.
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are so, so, so very good, God. I just pray, Father, that you will help us all to have a confident, wonderful reason why we would want to desire with all of our hearts to pursue you in this current season in our life. We just pray, Father, that you continue to illuminate our path, that you continue to walk with us, Lord Jesus, that we remember that you are our friend and that you are with us, and that we would take time out of each and every day to spend time with you, God. Help us to draw near to you and become more like you every single day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.